Welcome, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Happy Tuesday afternoon, one and all. We've got some breaking news, and then we'll get into what is a jam-packed Tuesday afternoon show for each and every one of you. Israel has struck Hamas leadership and Qatar, which had been mediating a ceasefire in Gaza. Israel launched a strike in Doha, Qatar, targeting Hamas's senior leadership in a major escalation of its regional conflict. Explosions were reported overnight near residential areas and foreign embassies where Hamas leaders had been meeting to discuss President Trump's peace proposal. Israeli President Isaac Herzog later hinted in an X post that Hamas political leader Khalil al-Haya was among the intended targets. So I guess so much for Donald Trump solving that war in a day or two. In other national news, the U.S. has created 911,000 fewer jobs than previously thought in the 12 months ending in March. The Bureau of Labor Statistics sharply revised U.S. job growth downward, again reporting 911,000 fewer jobs created between April 2024 and March 2025, about 76,000 fewer per month. The revision highlights a weakening labor market with only 29,000 jobs added on an average over the past 3 months. Again, that job reports from last week showing that the U.S. economy has basically ground to a halt under Donald Trump's leadership. So we'll see how he continues to lie and spin that one. Trump has now today called the Epstein birthday note a, quote, dead issue. Maybe he wishes it were dead, but I don't think it's dead. In fact, I don't think it's going anywhere. He declined to discuss the letter to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein that House Democrats released yesterday, calling it a dead issue. Quote, I don't comment on something that's a dead issue. I gave all comments to the staff. Maybe, Mr. President, less comments to the staff and more comments to the American public about something that has remained front and center for many Americans as an exemplar of, yes, a two-tiered justice system. One tier for Donald Trump and cronies like him in the billionaire class, and a tier of justice for everybody else. I've talked about that frequently on this program. That's a real thing. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee posted the image to X, again, of this lewd note. I discussed it at length yesterday on this program. If you missed that, don't worry. All of our shows are podcasted wherever you like to get your podcasts, and of course at civicmedia.us. Senate Majority Leader John Thune today said, quote, I don't have an observation about that. I think there's a dispute about whether that's really a signature. So, I mean, I think right now it's just going to be that's going to be argued back and forth. That's Donald Trump's signature. There's really not a reasonable dispute about that. It's a bound book that was put together decades ago. Kind of hard to fake that. So I'm not really sure where all of this denial from Donald Trump is leading him. Remember, he sued Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal for some $10 billion, yes, billion dollars. But that's never actually going to see full discovery, is it? Because that would mean Donald Trump would have to swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help him God, and sit for a deposition, the subject of which would clearly include, what enigma was Donald Trump referring to in this letter? What secrets his pal Epstein was hiding? What are they hiding? What's this it that they're talking about, this birthday note, that is, you know, the thing that makes life worth living after you already have it all? Inquiring minds want to know, Mr. President. And I have to talk about two additional things, and I want to bring in my guest, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Jim, welcome back to the program. I want to talk about two elements of this which are truly bizarre. The first is an additional revelation that came out yesterday. This is a photograph of Jeffrey Epstein, some dude that I don't know, and likely a young woman because her face is blacked out in this photograph. They are holding a large sort of prop-sized check. It is a check from allegedly Donald Trump to Mr. Epstein for some $22,500. Now, this photograph was on a page that included some handwritten notes in this same birthday book that was created for Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday. And here's what the note that accompanies this picture of a big prop-sized large check, you know, typically for lottery winners, that kind of size check, that is apparently from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for $22,500. The note is from some unidentified guy in the book. Maybe it's the dude in the picture. Who knows? But it says this. Jeffrey showing early talents with money and women, exclamation point. Sells, quote, fully depreciated, and there is a woman's name there. And it's blacked out. To Donald Trump for $22,000, $22,500. Sells fully depreciated woman to Donald Trump for $22,500. The handwritten writing goes on. Showed early, quote, people skills. Even though I handled the deal, I didn't get any of the money on the girl. I'm going to read the note again because what? This is from some unidentified man, a note including this check that was written by Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for $22,500. And here's what the unidentified man wrote to Jeffrey Epstein in his birthday book about the check. Jeffrey showing early talents with money and women. Sells fully depreciated woman to Donald Trump for $22,500. Showed early people skills. Even though I handled the deal, I didn't get any of the money on the girl. So it's funny that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein are apparently selling women. So there was that additional bit that came out yesterday. Again, I wonder what secret thing that Epstein and Trump were talking about in Trump's love letter to Jeffrey Epstein. So there's that that I wanted to point out, and then I want to get your impressions, and I want to take two small bits of sound because this points out the straws that are being grasped at, the inanity of the excuse-making, the stupidity of the denialism from Donald Trump. We all know he's buddies with this guy, maybe even best friends. And then House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson suggested that Donald Trump was an FBI informant late last week. Let's take a listen.
It's been misrepresented. He's not saying that what Epstein did is a hoax. It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down. The president knows and has great sympathy.
I'm sorry, what? He just slides it. He kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant. So that was Speaker Johnson late last week. And then, oops, Speaker Johnson early this week. Take a listen to the retraction.
I don't know if I used the right word. I said FBI informant. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. This is in my lane. I'm just repeating what is common knowledge and has been out in the public for a long time. President Trump was never a hindrance to the Epstein investigation. He was trying to assist in that. He is disgusted.
Oh, so it went from informant to never a hindrance to helping. But Mike, dear Mike, if you're listening, what would be really helpful for the American public is if Donald Trump just released the files, damn it. With all of that as lengthy prequel, it is head-scratching in the extreme. Welcome back to the show. You, former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturdays from 9 to 11 across this fine network, Jim Santel. Jim, what do you make of this? It is bizarre.
It is bizarre. It is a lot. And I will tell you, this piece that you described centrally just a moment or so ago, this document written plainly, there's a verb tense there, plainly about selling women. I think about the human trafficking cases that I used to do and others in my office used to do.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing with tracking it down, finding out who the author is, actually identifying, maybe not for public disclosure, who the woman was. That's the kind of thing that establishes the nature of the criminal activity in which you may be involved, which is quite literally, as you said, Maggie, selling women. And there's a transaction there. Something is going on there, right? And somebody knows about that. It is stunning. That's the sublime and horrifying. And then we have the ridiculous at the other end, which is what our government is now doing, and including Mike Johnson retracting all this about who's there. And the other fascinating thing is Donald Trump now has members of the White House staff, and yes, prompting the New York Times now to figure out whether or not the D on Donald and the long tail is in fact actually his signature or not. We're going back and looking at prior things he's written. That's what our government is doing now in the White House, and again, compelling the journalists to look at this. That's what this has all caused in America. It is stunning. It is shocking. And again, somebody's got to tell Donald Trump that as bad as this might be, you need to bring this to an end by, as you said, disclosing materials. Get it out there. I often ask this, and again, it is a reflection of how little I think of my president. Whatever is in there, will it make me think less of him? Less of him? Could I think less of him? No, I could not. And so, yes, indeed, there may be some confirmation of actually some criminal activity, but we know all about this. We know the Access Hollywood tape comment. Could it be any more obscene, misogynistic, sexist, just outrageously wild than this? What more can we hear about this man that would shock us anymore? Again, the statute of limitations has run all this plainly. Get it out there. Get it done. And if you can, Mr. President, he won't do any of this, of course, but move on to other things. Maybe talk about, I don't know, education and agriculture and commerce and things that are important to the American people. And yet, there we are. There we are.
Well, and I think this remains important to the American people, and at least in my mind, rightfully so, because it is a perfect encapsulation of how the well-heeled and well-connected get away with the most heinous of crimes. Mm-hmm. And there's no debate that Donald Trump is both well-heeled and well-connected. And all of this is mounting documentary evidence that regular people can take a look at and understand that this was the worst kept secret amongst Epstein's close circle, which Donald Trump was definitively, indisputably part of. Now, yesterday we talked about the love letter, the birthday note, the fact that it referenced Enigma. Today, doing a little digging, found out that Enigma is an anagram for gamine, a French word for young girl. Interesting and revolting. Jim is sticking around with me for this entire hour. We're going to talk about how the Supreme Court just gave a bear hug to racial profiling. It's not good in college admissions, but it's damn fine for liberty deprivations. We discuss all of this and more next. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.